There are two schools of thought about the outcome and the changes that we will see as a result of this lengthy period of pandemic. One is that we will have lost so much of what business calls human capital that a period of lacklustre drift will ensue. The dismal days of the 1970s will return. But the other is that we have endured so much dislocation for such a relatively long period of time that it really might bring about serious change. Personally, I am, by nature, an optimist. So I think changes are more interesting, and I hope that they will happen. I could say that we're talking reform here, but reform always sounds like a bit of an upheaval. I think what will happen is easy and acceptable change. It was summed up for me by what the deputy mayor of Paris said, in his case about the possibility of bicycles taking over from cars. "Our secret dream is that the temporary becomes permanent," he said. Now, we know change management programmes never work, though many people with vested interests in them insist that they do. But I think that this time they might. Lockdown has been our own change management programme. We have been through weeks when the entire populations have changed behaviours overnight. Almost everyone has been surprised about how easy it was to do. It has become, as the jargon has it, embedded. And the second thing that has surprised everyone is how easy many resultant changes have been to bring about. And it's not just restaurants pivoting almost overnight from table service to delivery service. It's the way that much of the health service has, at ground level, realised that routine things can be done much, much faster. That sort of realisation has run through business after business. The sense of possibility has fuelled the pivot. Business models don't need consultants to work for months to change things. It's all about the urgency with which change has had to be brought about. It is all about the speed at which people have adapted. They have invariably surprised themselves. "You never know," you can almost hear them thinking, "I could carry on doing this." There is an ingenuity and enterprise in the air. To celebrate a friend's birthday, we all gathered on Zoom for drinks beforehand and then watched a young theatre company in the middle of Wales perform, again by Zoom, A Midsummer Night's Dream. And then we all met up, Zoomsters still, for a post-theatre chat and a drink. None of this is going to take over. For one thing, virtual meetings lack the chance of the peripheral chats that spark further ideas. But there is an exuberance at the possibilities. Across wider society, huge volunteer networks have sprung up. All the stuff that we used to whinge that the government somehow ought to be doing and wasn't is now seen as perfectly possible amongst the wider definition of ourselves. There is a great "why not?" hanging over what used to be the ponderous efforts at plodding reform. HMRC knows that around £14 billion of tax is evaded by criminals and the hidden economy every year. All it needs is extra resources, and you're some way to funding some of the huge cost of the taxpayer furlough scheme, for example. One of the effects of the success of the lockdown process was that it showed that if common sense could be demonstrated, then consensus can be achieved. It is not about reform, in the old sense. It's about seizing chances. Things are possible. There is a demand for new and relevant wisdom. Swiftly implemented with the consensus of our times, all manner of fiscal, corporate and financial changes could come about. As Shakespeare said, though in a different play, "O brave new world!"